This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, you keep getting told that if this wasn't this way, things would be great. This is the way they're treating Biden right now. This is how they're working this out. So right now we have gas prices at record highs. Grocery bills are through the roof. Supply chain disruptions are still leaving business shelves bare. And even amid the instability, some things never change, which is the Democrat media spin. As an apt illustration, the Washington Post shared this article about Biden's economy from self-serious columnist Jennifer Rubin to Twitter on Monday with the following snippet. If it weren't for inflation, this president's economic performance would be unmatched.
It's inflation caused by him, but if it weren't for that, it would be unmatched. And he can't make this stuff up.
We are in dire straits under the leadership of a barely coherent Biden. The only way the left to defend him is to say, if it weren't for everything being horrible, it would all be wonderful. And to help Biden's media lapdogs out, here are a few more amazing things, or, you know, things that would be the opposite if the opposite were reality. If it weren't for gasoline being $5 a gallon, gas would be so affordable. Gas has jumped 100% since 2020, with the national average just above $4 a gallon as of this moment. In some areas of the country, it's a couple of dollars more, with fuel just outside Death Valley in California topping the charts at nearly $9 per gallon. And if the Washington Post needs help framing stories on gas prices, they're welcome to use this headline. If Biden's $5 gasoline were less expensive, it would be cheaper. Then again, if it weren't for short staffing, businesses would be fully staffed. Even as Rubin pumps recent employment numbers, plenty of stores across the country are still displaying temporary hour signs. Waitresses are apologizing for slow service because we're just so short-staffed, and where hiring signs are ubiquitous. The pseudo-boost in jobs isn't coming from some sort of economic boom. It's a painfully slow recovery from government lockdowns that hasn't even reached where we were before the pandemic. And furthermore, the unemployment rate tells you nothing of the multitudes of people who opted to exit the labor force altogether, and they're not included in the figure. But as they would say, if it weren't for short staffing, businesses would have all the staff they need. Then if it weren't for the supply chain lockdowns, we could get necessary goods. Because essential items are still taking forever to make it to their destinations, thus the shipping delays and empty shelves. And that's one of the many reasons the Biden administration's gas price solution is just buying an electric car was so absurd. Of course, along with that price tag, because of the supply chain disruption. See, we can't get the Teslas. But if it weren't for supply chain issues, we could get our hands on all the things we need. If it weren't for the humanitarian crisis on the U.S. border, Biden's policies would be second to none. After his political posture prompted more than 2 million Border Patrol encounters with illegal aliens on the border in 2021 alone, what could possibly go wrong with his plan to repeal Title 42, the Trump-era policy that sped up the return of illegal border crossings during COVID-19? Thanks to Biden's policies, dangerous cartels are empowered at the expense of women and children, and desperate migrants are left vulnerable at the mercy of the elements and the deadly Rio Grande. And yet, journalists have used their platforms to explain that the border crisis is a result of the president being so moral. So they would probably be interested in a headline like, if they weren't empowering cartels to rape women, Biden's border policies would be top-notch. Then, of course, there's, if it weren't for the Biden family scandals, the president would be scandal-free.
We've known that Hunter Biden's laptop was real since before the 2020 election, and thus all the bombshell entails for his big guy father and their family corruption. But even as the corrupt media finally come out and admit it, they're burying the lead to take attention off the Biden family and give the illusion that his administration is scandal-free. So in other words, their Biden coverage has the same air about it as Rubin's fair. If the POTUS would be scandalous, if it weren't for the Biden family's hard drives being utterly scandalous. Of course, then there's, if we weren't depending on foreign adversaries for oil, Biden's America would be energy independent. Day one, he willfully relinquished our energy independence that was achieved under Trump, and we have gotten a front row seat to the atrocities that result from relying on your enemies for common commodities like oil. The president and his press secretary, Ginger Goebbels, have done their best to assure us that canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and suspending federal oil and gas leases had no effect at all on U.S. oil production. For one thing, if it weren't for our energy dependence on foreign enemies, Biden's America would be energy independent. This is their pattern. They make criticism of their work too easy, but this embarrassingly blatant spin wasn't a lapse in journalistic judgment or a one-off oopsie. The way they did this is the media's pattern, and it isn't relegated to opinion columns. It's very pervasive in the newsrooms of America today, and it seeps out in fake fact checks that acknowledge a statement is true, but rate it mostly false, in wire stories that co-opt language like pro-choice and subversive pronouns, and in the continued use of Trump as a red herring to distract from whatever Biden nightmare is unfolding on any given day. The corporate media are nothing more than a public relations arm for the Democrat Party, even if it means nonsensical declarations like if it weren't for inflation, this president's economic performance would be unmatched. What kind of a rationalization is that? And this is, here's the thing about the press, and I mean, you know, the press is the press now. They have no bones about getting out there and saying, we're sort of out of, you know. I mean, I saw Brian Stelter the other day get just absolutely just stumped by a college freshman who was pointing out all of these little things about CNN that he couldn't really refute because it's true. And he knew it was true, and in the context that he put it. You know, when you get out there, like right now, you look at Twitter, because Twitter just got sort of acquired by Elon Musk, Elon Musk is no conservative, but he is a free speech absolutist without a doubt. No, there's no conditions for him. And they're panicking now, as that happens. And the interesting thing, looking at these guys as they begin to scatter and panic and things begin to happen, I wish Elon Musk would buy YouTube, to be honest with you, is that when you put things in a certain context and you see how the media, Twitter, everything else is so skewed to calling one side disinformation. One side is never the bad guy all the time. There's no way everything coming from one side is disinformation. Unless it's the Democrats. The Democrats are nothing but a bunch of projectionists. When they get out there and they're telling you this is this or that is that, or if they're calling somebody a Nazi or a racist, that's them telling you who they are. So, and this kind of rationalization within the press, well, I guess we can probably get used to that, but at the same time, I just, when I hear this stuff, I'm just thinking, what world are you living in? And how did you say that without any compunction whatsoever? I mean, that would give me a few issues saying something that I knew was just so blatantly a lie, unless you're so much of a lemming. Maybe that's the problem. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. For some of you, I know it's so magical. So don't take this too personally when I tell you the mouse must die. I guess it is personal, though, especially for people with little kids who this giant corporation has targeted. at the behest of the minority of blue-haired, nose-ringed, strange OS and its employee. That Walt Disney is likely turning over its in his cryogenic chamber beneath the Disneyland castle is irrelevant. The man who created an American institution is gone, as is said American institution. It is now a global institution, and the America part is vastly outweighed by the Chi-Com component. We used to trust Disney to take care of our kids, not take them over. And it is made their choice. Disney's made their choice, and it's now time for us to make ours. And we as, pro America populists, we must figuratively post Mickey's soon-to-be public domain head on a pike. And this should be what corporations, this should be what happens to them when they cross us. And cross us, Disney did. It did not have to stick Donald's beak into Florida's fight to keep grooming perverts from messing with first graders' heads. But stick, it did, mewling and howling about the unfairness of Ron DeSantis taking the bullseye off our little ones. It promised to use its power to change a law, not just by advocacy, but with contributions and veiled threats to pack up and go. To which Ron the Avenger said, "So pack up and go." The thing about Ron DeSantis, and I really hope he runs for president, is that he understands the use of power. And he understands when to use power and how to use power. And he's got it. Disney thought they did. But what Disney really has is a vast array of special breaks that help make it to the hulking monopolistic monstrosity that it is today. And if you look at Disney World in Orlando, a zillion-dollar resort city made possible by a huge spate of special laws that effectively make it its own government unto itself. And then look at the copyright laws. Mickey should have fallen out of protection decades ago. But the expiration of the 1920s cartoon rodent IP just kept being pushed back by Congress. And it will be open season on Mickey in 2024 unless another extension gets granted. Once was understandable, if a bit cronyish, that Disney got what it wanted from various governmental entities. Because Disney was Disney. Disney World was a place Republican senators loved to take their grandkids to as much as anyone else. And expanding copyright periods to let them keep Mickey in the cage? Well, sure. Disney was beloved. It was trusted. Some of us, like me, grew up on it. And then Disney treated decades of trust like Pluto the dog treats a fire hydrant. Disney used its power, not for good, but for evil. And more specifically, to screw with us normal people who don't think sex pests should get free access to school kids. And then threaten us with its power. No. No. Not even. DeSantis should strip Disney of their special bequests in Florida. If they want to try to pick up Disney World and move it elsewhere, okay, I would love to watch that. Because that's actually logistically impossible. Congress should laugh Disney's lobbyists out of the Capitol when they come begging for a new copyright dispensation. And we should not be shy about letting Disney know why. You messed around with us in a way nobody should, and now you get to pay for that. For a very long time, conservatives did the bidding of big corporations, and until recently, the big corporations generally used their political power only to carve out special breaks and deals. Sort of obnoxious, but we were not the target. The corporations rarely dared turn their power on us on social issues. That was the deal. And then they broke the deal. They decided to take a side against us. Disney's not alone now. Even Oreo's trying to sell us cookies with creamy woke filling. And that's unacceptable. And now they get to pay. From time to time, conservatives cry out about the unfairness of the government acting against the company or using its power to affect politics and the culture. But our power is through the government and the politicians we elect. We are not morally obligated to be powerless in order to satisfy ideological sticklers' arbitrary dictates. Why does Disney get to use this power, but we cannot? Where is that right or fair? Now, the arrangement before was that we would not use our political power against companies, but also that companies like Disney would not use their power against us. And Disney changed the rules. So why are we somehow obligated to pretend that that never happened and that the old rules are still in effect? Well, we're not going to do that. This is not happening. And while David French might not like it, we are never going to accept being told. We are going to use our political and cultural power to promote the sexualization of children, but you are morally foreclosed by using the one tool you have to stop it. Now, of course, we should certainly encourage Disney to whine about how we're being mean by responding to its attack on our kids, but only so we can laugh at it. Now, Disney picked this fight, and luckily we had Ron DeSantis instead of Kristi Noem or an Asa Hutchinson there to defend what is right against the Chamber of Commerce contingent that never met a big corporation they didn't slobber over. And the GOP needs to fully come into, they need to fully come into understanding of this fact. Let it focus in their little, their little beady, blinders up eyes. The big corporations have thrown in their lot with the enemy, and that the old rules that once held us back are canceled and repealed and kaput. Now it's time to use our political power to deny those who side against us those breaks and benefits that used to be available when the big corporations were culturally neutral. Let them beg the Democrats. Hell, they'll give the Democrats all their money nowadays, so they might as well get something for it. And for those that are reticent about flexing our muscles, here's the thing. The corporations taking aim at our kids are getting off lucky. Ron DeSantis could be passing the Informed Resort Customer Information Act, requiring that any company conforming with the Chi-Coms disclose in every theater and resort with big signs, 5X's company does business with the genocidal communist Chinese regime. And he should probably do that anyway. And other corporations, you should take note. And next November, the party of people that you've been screwing with will very likely have majorities in both houses. Aren't those old rules looking good right about now? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
During a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Friday, President Biden held an event at the White House to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court. The Senate confirming Jackson on Thursday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. The president touts his record of federal judicial nominations.
I'm proud to say, with the great help of Dick Durbin, I've nominated more black women judges of federal appeal courts than all previous presidents combined.
Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the things that sickens me about the whole gun control movement is they're always waiting on dead people. They're waiting for more dead people. They're waiting for more victims. They're waiting for more gunshot victims. If gun control is a smoking hot idea, it's a smoking hot idea 100% of the time. It's not just a smoking hot idea when you get out there and you have something that you can stand on top of, like a tragedy. Now, today, in blue cities, gangs are a huge problem. And they're trying to spread out into other cities, make no mistake about it. They just don't get as much of a foothold as they do in blue cities because, well, in blue cities, in most cases, they have a fully captive audience who can't fight back in any way, in any substantial way anyway. They've got DAs that'll let them out if they take a pot shot at a cop. They've got cops that don't want to go into the neighborhoods if they actually are still employed and haven't been cut back. Gangs have changed. They're not like they were in the West Side Story. The old one. That I think he's my third or fourth cousin that Russ Tamblyn starred in. I don't think many people bother with the remake. And they're not just poor kids a little rough around the edges singing, dancing their way to love. No, they are violent criminal enterprises that create real problems in the communities that they're in. And now we're hearing what many already suspected. See, Sacramento, everybody was jumping up and down in Sacramento. They still are to a certain extent because it's gotten out to the point with the media where they so believe what they tell us that you can hear the truth and then they can spin it to where you're like, oh yeah, more gun control would be the way to do it. The mass shooting in Sacramento was gang warfare. This wasn't some kid who came off of some drug that played Dungeons and Dragons and took the next move to mean I got to go shoot up my school. This was a shootout amongst factions. And this left 6 people dead and 12 wounded outside bars just blocks from California's capital. It was a gunfight involving at least 5 shooters from rival gangs, according to Sacramento police. So, not a mass shooting in the... Don't you just love it when the pollen's in the air? Definitely a mass shooting, but not a rampage killing. This is like the, unfortunately, what the other, 82% of all gun homicide occurs about drug deals or gangs. And only 2 suspects, both brothers wounded by gunfire, have been arrested in connection with the shooting, and so far only face firearms charges. But they've identified all 5. Now, until Wednesday's announcement, police have been silent on what led to the shooting that erupted early Sunday as bars were letting out. Rapid-fire bursts of over 100 gunshots echoed through the streets as terrified patrons ran for their lives and others were hit by rounds. And police said at least 2 gangs were involved. At least 2 gangs. They declined to provide any other details to name the gangs involved or the affiliation of any suspects. And the names aren't particularly relevant right now. What it is, though, is that this deadly shooting that's being used to justify still more gun control as a result of criminal gangs, the very groups that are responsible for most of the homicides in this country. However, it also occurred in a place which is the gun control utopia. In California, buying a gun, every time you take a step, you gotta go through a hurdle. And none of those laws stopped this. None of those laws stopped this. Somebody had put a switch that I don't know if they told me, if I read it was 3D printed or not. Somebody put a switch on a Glock to turn it into a fully automatic weapon. And, those are illegal too. But what do we have now? Here comes the media again. We just talked about them just a second ago. And it looks like the media, they're playing defense for the gangs. Now, experts said that if gangs were to blame, it would mark an unusually bloody feud. After they, after 20 years of researching gangs in L.A., Alex Alonzo said he can't remember a gang-related shooting with such a high body count. He said it's extremely rare that a gang shooting happened as the way this one being characterized. It's extremely rare to have that happen in a public place with so many victims. In fairness, he's correct, but this is unusual, but only due to scale. Gangs are notoriously ambivalent to collateral damage from their feuds. And, how many innocent lives were snuffed out because some gangbanger had to get revenge, we don't know. Mothers, fathers, children, none have been spared from their lack of give a damn about the pain they cause. They're the reason the homicide rate skyrocketed in the 1990s and then settled down. Probably out of fear of someone shooting them, accounted for much of the reduction in homicides that followed. And if we want to stop this from happening again, even on a smaller scale, there's room for all parties to come together. We should be able to find common ground on dealing with violent gangs, right? No. I can't help but believe there's some out there who don't care about what the real problem is. For them, it's nothing more than an opportunity to push gun control. When guns aren't the problem. Because California, they have 107 laws regarding guns on their books currently that are being enforced. They have all the gun control in the world, and from what we've seen of the shooters, none of them could have legally purchased a gun anywhere in the nation. Gun control does nothing. In fact, what gun control does is it enables this kind of thing to occur. It enables this kind of thing to occur. So for Democrats and the media, right, which is basically one and the same thing, I can only draw one conclusion. And that is that dead people are good. Dead people are good for the Democrats. They can't wait for you to be a victim, because then they're going to stand on your bloody back and demand gun control so that you can be avenged, so that you will not have died in vain, like you were in some sort of combat setting, instead of in a setting based upon policy, where the law-abiding, who can have every gun known to man, are never going to use them to break the law because they're law-abiding. And on the other hand, where the gangs, by, you know, the criminals, by their pure definition, are going to break laws. They commit crimes, which makes them criminals, so that that entails the breaking of laws. That's what they do. And they are unfettered by what you or I may think as to whether or not they should be, this is legal or that's legal. They don't care. They exist now in a place where they have revolving door justice. There's no cash bail. I mean, this is a leftist utopia. This is great. You people in these areas where you're not allowed to arm yourself, you are the commodity that is expendable. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
One more time, then I'm headed for the big back crack. Love my back. My back doesn't give me a lot of trouble, but it is very nice to be adjusted. And that's finally back on the menu. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The city of Cleveland is best known for their long-suffering sports fans and the Drew Carey Show. Kind of legacy is that? But it is a large city in Ohio. So it seems to matter to folks there for some reason. And the question is just how much do they matter? Because the ink isn't even dry on the state's constitutional carry law, and Cleveland already wants it repealed. this is interesting because I haven't ever seen it this way before. I've seen cities try to do things to get around preemption, try to sue to get the preemption law repealed in their state, and it hasn't worked yet. The Cleveland City Council passed a resolution during Monday night's regular meeting that states strong opposition to the new firearms law. Sponsored by Councilman Charles Slife and co-sponsored by all other member states, that while Cleveland works to reduce the number of guns that lead to violent crime, the state of Ohio's deregulation of guns will increase gun ownership and proliferation of unregulated guns in the community. The problem here is that permitless carry, as it is called, doesn't deregulate handguns. It simply says that non-felons who can buy a gun legally, who wish to carry a firearm, don't have to get permission from the state to do so. And notice the wording of their resolution. With this deregulation of handguns, this will increase gun ownership and proliferation of unregulated guns in the community. So do they have, and I don't know if you live in Cleveland and you hear this, that's sort of vague. I didn't think there was I didn't think Ohio had a gun registry. But the law regarding the purchase and ownership of handguns hasn't been changed in the least here. And while it may increase the proliferation of firearms in Cleveland, it should be noted that the term unregulated gun is kind of vague. Because there's no gun regulation scheme at work. So all guns are arguably unregulated. If they mean things like guns in criminal hands, well, this kind of law doesn't actually benefit a criminal. And it doesn't impact the sale of guns at all. I fail to actually see how. I mean, did they even read the bill? And I would guess probably not. That might mean knowing what the hell they're talking about. And we know how anti-Second Amendment officials feel about knowing what they're talking about. The truth of the matter, though, is that constitutional carry may well yield the very results Cleveland City Council claims they want. Because as people are able to carry a gun without jumping in through any sort of hoop, more law-abiding people will carry guns. Permitless carry does not mean the end of the gun carry permit, either. If you want to travel from state to state, then the permit is the way to go. As long as you're traveling in a state where there's reciprocity. So, you know, with more law-abiding people carrying guns, this means criminals will need to either rethink what they want to do or risk being shot. Which I don't have a problem with a criminal being shot while committing a crime being an occupational hazard. As cold as that may sound. Some will figure that they're safe enough until they get shot themselves, and then they can serve as an object lesson for the rest of the criminal underclass in just what happens. Like they say, if they mess around, they'll mess around and find out. Well, somebody's going to mess around, and someone in Cleveland will be in the position to help them find out. And in that moment, that criminal will then be off the streets. And as cold and as callous as that is, when you look at people like Gina Unilee, I believe that, Tina Unilee, young lady in New York, for example, who, she didn't carry a gun, she only worked, 35 years old, creative director for some internet company, followed home, stabbed 40 times in her tub, 40 times in her tub. And in New York City, this is something they think they can get away with because nobody's allowed to carry a gun. They don't have permitless carry. They don't have carry of any sort. So that guy had a really high expectation that young Miss Lee had no way to defend herself. And he was right. And she's dead. And that is not okay. It is not okay to just be sheep in a pen because they tell you you have to be. So in an instance where a criminal tries to attack someone, and this is the thing with a criminal that attacks you, whether it's, I want your gun, not your gun, I want your car, I want your purse, I want your phone, I want your this. Where do you, what is your guarantee that you get that that's all they want? How do you tell a woman, listen, he's only going to rape you. He's not going to kill you. How do you know that? All things being equal, if a criminal comes at me and he's not pretty expeditious about his demands, like if I just, you know, I want your keys. Here you go. Bye. If he's not stealing my truck right away, if he's looking around wanting to know what else I got, he might find out what else I got. And that will not be on me. This is the thing everybody's got to get in their heads. People are like, well, you know, I don't want to shoot people. Neither do I, but however, remember this part about it. You were probably walking around looking at your phone or something, or having lunch or something, and then somebody's going to present themselves at you wanting something from you, and they want to take it by force. And not all of us are, in our 20s, MMA fighters. So I've managed to go through nearly 61 years of life. I don't limp. My head still is in the same shape on both sides. I don't intend to let that be altered because some guy thinks that this is the easy way to get ahead in life. So he will be dealt with, and he will be off the street. And then his buddies will know that they'll begin to think that robbing and shooting is, if they think that's the better way to live, then, I don't know, getting a job, maybe they'll rethink that. And constitutional carry will help that. For Cleveland to want it repealed doesn't particularly surprise me. However, I hope they're not holding their breath and waiting. They should be told that turning blue doesn't turn one into a person of color, for one thing, but for another, they're going to pass out and or die before convincing the rest of the state that it is a good idea. And I mean, you look at the hypocrisy of certain Bloomberg. Bloomberg was asked, does your life matter more than mine or my family's or these people's? And his response, in essence, was that he was not an ordinary person. He was a celebrity and a billionaire who received more threats than most people. And that just happens when you're mayor of New York City or you're very wealthy. So in other words, in answer to his, to the answer to that question, yes, I am. My life means more. To who? Besides his family, and I guess the guys he pays to watch him. Then you got Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, her special detail unit, 544. 71 officers. All that exist to keep crime off of her block, away from her house. You got these privileged politicians that float above this wave of criminality. They're not worried about threats to person or property. And the less exalted individuals who are forced to rely on whatever police resources may be available, they don't have their own version of Unit 544. They can, however, go obtain a weapon, take a little bit of training, and bump their odds up. It happens every day. According to the CDC, nearly 9,000 times a day it happens. Somebody like you is approached by a criminal, and somebody just like you, whether you're a black female, a white older man, an Asian, Hispanic, somebody just like you, 9,000 times a day stops a crime. The boon to society that is the armed American. No real way to measure that. I will talk to you guys next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.